bunch of corpses have formed together to slurp around and attack you in this war swarm.
Oh, no.
It has definitely caused some damage to you guys, but mostly it has inflicted a bunch of statuses. Brianna is doomed 1 and drained 2. Ooh is frightened 3.
Frightened 2.
I'm sorry, frightened 2. You're right. Frightened 2. Things tick down. And everyone else is fine except for Sreya, who's still very, very hungry and fatwagged. But it is now Matt's turn.
So before Matt goes, can I ask, in terms of how fear effects happen, do they tick down anyway at the end of everybody's turn?
At the end of everyone's turn, they decrease by 1. What your ability has done is it has fast-tracked Heidi back to 2 from 4, because normally she'd be at 3 at this point. But because of your ability, it lowered her to 3, and then at the end of her turn, it went to 2.
Okay.
But still confused,
yes. I mean, I'm going to keep hitting you and hopefully make you unconfused, but you know, whatever. Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to go ahead and give everyone a hero point. So just so we have a good account. Haya, you have 2. Heidi, I can't give you any more because you have 3. Matt, you have 3. Rob, you have 0.
What?
No.
How did he get 1 and have 0?
No. I have 3.
You have 3.
Ooh, is that a new rule? If you end a game with 3, you just lose them all for the next one? Just encourage him to use his hero points?
Don't give him ideas.
Oh.
No, I used 1 last time.
That's true. He did.
Yeah. It's like the bank in South Park. And it's gone. But now it is Matt's turn.
Twin Talons, twine.
Okay.
Your turn, Twin Talon.
All right. So this creature is... I'm no longer frightened. It is off guard. So Twin Talon will attack. That is a 45 to hit.
Gross. That is a critical hit.
Hell yeah. Get him.
Oh.
And can you draw me a crit hit card, please?
I can. Even though I don't want to, I will click it in protest.
This is from Tim. Piercing through the heart. Quadruple damage.
Quadruple damage?
That's what it says. Thank you, Patron Tim.
Jesus.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you so much. Who wants to see Twin Talon do 200 damage?
Kill it.
All right. So let's see here. We got to put the precision in there, right? Yep, gotta add that precision.
Oh my god, you're just gonna splatter this against the wall, aren't you?
Yes, come on.
Please do.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so this damage is gonna be doubled, so we're just gonna double this. Yep.
Double the double?
Jesus.
All right. I didn't do as well as I do sometimes. So that's 90 damage. That's 180 damage to the creature.
It is still alive.
Please, but barely.
But barely.
Jeez. So what would that look like thematically?
Yeah.
This thing is attacking Brianna and Ooh. And as it seems to not be paying attention to Twin Talon, he finds some weak points where... because it's just a mass of like goo and also body parts. So he sees some places where body parts are kind of just holding this whole thing together, and he starts targeting those points. So he stabs an arm here, he stabs a leg there, just severing like one little piece at a time. And that makes the whole thing very unstable as it's basically trying to hold itself up under its massive weight. And he's removing all the little supports that are keeping it in place. And he will attack again.
Come on.
Yeah, baby.
That is I rolled a 3 for a 27.
Ooh.
That is a miss. By the way, this is the full body Warsworn I just shared with you all.
Thanks. I immediately close that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, I'm going to use a hero point to reroll that, please. That is a 35 instead.
That is a hit. Exactly a hit. I will let you know that is its AC. Not that that's going to matter for much longer. What is the minimum amount of damage you could do?
It is unclear.
Is it more than, I don't know, let me pick an arbitrary number, 2?
I did 53.
Okay, it's dead. You kill it.
Yes!
All right, so Twin Talon like clips that one little like ankle that's holding the whole thing together, and it just collapses under its own weight, and there's just a wave of just goo and body parts probably that roar outward. And for my third action, I'm going to attack Ooh.
What?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do an unarmed attack against Ooh. Do like one damage. I don't need to like do a lot. If one damage.
Well, you're doing unarmed non-lethal, I'm assuming?
Correct, yes. That is a 26 to hit.
That is a miss.
I'll use a hero point.
Okay.
36 to hit. All right, I'd like to do one non-lethal.
All right, make your flat check, Heidi.
Yes.
19.
There you go. You are snapped out of your confusion and combat is over.
He doesn't slap me.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so Twin Talon like just cuts that last thing, the thing like collapses, and he's like, yeah, and he's like slaps you on the ass, like the game type style. And it's like, and then he like freezes in place. He's like,
he just realizes what he just did.
What have you done?
Who turns to Twin Talon? I knew you loved me. She tries to like climb up him.
What have you done?
I have the feeling she's taller than him, so that's a hilarious mental image.
Yeah. I knew it.
By the way, you're now all standing in about ankle deep of just like viscera and blood and gore as the magic that was holding this creature together has been like dissolved and destroyed, and now it's just bodies and grossness everywhere. I also realized I never read the description of this room when you walked in. So the walls of this large room consist of narrow shelves that hold hundreds upon hundreds of small stone or metal urns.
I think Brianna's gonna like slump up against one of the walls, like holding her side because she's beat up. Like, does anybody else need healing?
I could use a little bit.
Okay.
I would like to discuss Twin Talon's tapping of my tuchus.
Uh-huh.
Twin Talon.
Huh? It was a reaction, you know, in the heat of the moment.
I'm sure it was not. I recognize your advances. And I would like to do something about it.
Well, we should probably get healed first. I'm just going to put myself on the other side of Brianna from Ooh.
We could use some of that sexual healing. And she waggles her finger, come with me.
Oh, it looks like you need sexual healing before I can help you. Sorry, Brianna will save immediately.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine right now. Yeah.
Knives are pulled out of sacks and starts playing the 70s porn riff.
That's all I can do.
Rob, just say that out loud. You don't have to put it in the chat.
Sorry.
You look over, Taisani's on a set of drums and cymbals, and she's got a pair of sunglasses on from nowhere.
I knew it. I knew you had feelings for me. I knew it in my soul. And now we can finally act on those feelings. I just knew it. I knew it. I'm so grateful.
Just start sobbing.
It's normal. Totally normal reaction to someone finding out he's like totally in love with her. Totally. My cat's looking at me like, the fuck are you doing, Mom?
Brianna's taking her sweet ass time, taking healing tools out. Looking at each vial. She's also bleeding out. She's not doing too hot, but she's still having a blast listening to this happen.
So Ugo goes over to Twin Talon. She starts like feeling him up just slowly, just like caressing.
Ow, ow, ow. Ow, no, ow. That's where I'm hurt.
Just enjoy it.
Ow, no.
Just enjoy it.
Ooh, this is starting to sound a little boundary crossing. Just enjoy it as a little ooh.
Do at least three or four people at the same time, and by do I mean heal.
Are we doing phrasing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to remember what the feat was called so I can see how many it is.
Is it like ward medic or something?
Ward medic, yeah.
Yeah, two targets. If you're master, you have to four. Okay, so I will heal us three. Are you also? Or us four? Did Knivesword take any damage?
No, it was just the three frontline.
I'm guessing the barely injured is still from...
The hunger?
Yeah, I think I have like four hit points or something, or seven. I can't recover.
Yeah, until... Heal a rest.
Well, can you heal yourself as part of that, or do you...
Yes.
Okay, cool. I can do the Spirit's Absolution thing again if you need that.
I can heal myself with this, thankfully.
Well, while everybody else is getting healed, I can have two wisps, so I will spend 10 minutes enticing another wisp into my dwelling.
Okay. Yeah, there's enough bodies around here.
The wisps are just, yeah, they're just, that can happen anytime. It's the remnants are specific.
Oh, wow.
As much as I would like to have some sexual healings right now, I don't think I want to do it in here. Is there a place we can post up for the night? Did you see anything?
Nothing secure yet. This is probably actually the most secure room so far.
I don't think I feel like we should spend time here in this. She'll look down at the ankle-deep viscera they're all standing in. Let's move over to the side. This is very unsanitary for healing. Come here, come here, come here.
This reminds me of Project Zomboid, where if you do bandaging of yourself near where there's a bunch of dead zombies, you could actually catch the virus.
Yep.
That's a great little mechanic. I love that.
Wait, that can happen?
Yes. If you don't clean your house, you can just get the zombie virus. If like you kill a zombie in your house and you just like live there, yeah.
Shall we all retreat back to the hallway and then investigate this other door?
Sounds great.
I know you're not running away from me.
And how much healing did everyone get?
It's so funny. I was doing backwards. So for Twin Talon, he got 42 points of healing back. Ooh got 20 and Brianna got 14.
All right. So you guys move up to the other door. I'm assuming that Twin Talon is going to listen.
Yep.
You hear nothing.
Twin Talon look back and he'll shrug and then he'll open the door.
The remnants of candles still cover a squat stone altar decorated with images of skulls crawling with moles. A serene faced statue of a dwarven man holding a hammer in one hand and a mole in the other stands nearby. Haya, Brianna recognized this as a chamber that was devoted to Magrim, the dwarven god of the afterlife.
Moles, huh?
I'm going to also roll over your perception check, Matt, because it was so good.
Okay.
You notice that one of the skulls on the bench in front of the altar looks more like a cleverly hidden drawer.
Okay. I guess Twin Talon will open the drawer.
Inside of it, you see a single vial of a liquid. The vial is made out of gold and bears Magrim's likeness.
Okay, can I figure out what's inside of it?
Yes, as soon as I figure out what's inside of it. Okay. This is going to be a shock that I can't spell a word, but, you know, give me a second.
Is it a big word like the or if?
Jeez.
And.
And. Ah, oh, it's a tough one.
You need this skill, identify alchemy. If only there was someone in your group who could identify alchemy.
All right. John will kind of shake the vial and look at it, and then he'll suck it into his bandolier of stuff until he can talk to Saran.
I mean, she's like in the room with him.
On the map, everybody else is like outside of the room. Twin Talon went in, everybody else is just like hanging out. So yeah, if Saran is in here, he'll hand it to her, be like, I'm not sure what this is. It looks like a potion or an elixir or maybe a bomb of some kind.
And I'll just roll a crafting.
Crafting check, yes. You also see stairs that lead down to the floor below.
If I remember right, there were two staircases that were down there and we took one of them, right?
Yep.
Okay. So we probably already know where this goes.
What did you get?
A 36 to identify the mysterious potion.
All right. This is a elixir of rejuvenation. The elixir of rejuvenation restores a creature to full health and eradicates toxins affecting it. When you drink this elixir, you are restored to your maximum hit points and all afflictions of 20th level or lower afflicting you are removed. You can instead administer this elixir to a creature that has been dead for a week or less. When you do that, this creature is instantly brought back to life with one hit point and no spell slots, focus points, or other daily resources.
So this is like a raised dead potion.
Yes.
I was originally going to say, oh, well, let's give it to Brianna, and then maybe we should hang on to it for a little bit.
Yeah, I had the exact same thought. I was like, oh, this will get rid of her doomed and her drained, but also it could get rid of her being dead.
Yeah.
So maybe
whichever you want to do.
Yeah. Well, this could, you know, this restores someone living to the paragon of health, but it can also restore life to someone who's been dead for less than a week or so.
Wow. That's powerful magic.
Alchemy.
Or alchemy.
Well, yes, no, she would consider it magic. It's blood magic.
It is not as powerful as your love for me. We have just all learned this.
Twin Talon like looks at Saraya and then looks at Ooh. And does that whole like me, her, me, her, me, her?
You, baby, and she winks at Twin Talon.
I'm hurt.
So, looks like we've cleared this floor.
If we're going to rest anywhere, this seems like a good spot.
There are two ways into this room. I'm just trying to think if there's anywhere we've been, maybe on a floor below, that would be more secure.
Well, back the other way. There's three entrances there. There's a couple of rooms that looks like the central chamber. It's got three doors to the south. That's all.
Yeah, everywhere's got two or three ways in except the room with the mess of dead bodies or the room that's full of angry ghosts. Those both have one way in, and I don't think anyone wants to room there.
You see Knife Sword just sitting with one of the hungry ghosts, just eating popcorn together.
Is there a room down on the first floor which only has one way in or out? Like, wasn't there like a bedroom or a barracks downstairs or something?
Yes, there is a bedroom. I'm going to just get you all to look down at the first floor. But also, don't forget there are steps going up in that last room.
Yeah. So I guess the question is, do we want to rest first or do we want to go up the steps?
I vote for the bedroom.
I think resting would be better because that gets Brianna in a better spot. In a much better spot, honestly, because she goes on to drain one and loses doomed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there are six beds in two rooms. This is where Fulgrit, the statue of Fulgrit, is. The dwarven goddess of motherhood and children. There's three beds per room to the south. There is a single door into each room. The room with the three beds to the south, those look like children-sized beds. And the room with the three beds to the north look like adult-sized beds.
Weren't the children-sized beds until they put like boards across them to make them adult beds or something? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we could do ladies in one room and gentlemen and pterodactyls in the other.
Hey, Faisan is a lady if she wants to be. She can snuggle with me if she wants.
Okay. I just thought three and three. Give everybody their own bed.
Sure, sure, sure.
Don't I have a tent?
Oh, yeah. Knife Sword's got his whole tent thing.
Yeah. He has a tent, a yurt, and a couple of other things.
How much space do they take up?
Expand into a spacious yurt, complete with fire pit, 10 bedrolls, various cooking utensils, and basic food and water. Can house and feed up to 9 medium creatures. Doesn't say how big it is.
10 bedrolls, but it can accommodate up to 9?
One bulk when not activated.
If we go back to that bigger room, I bet I could set up the yurt.
That's true. And if the yurt has a door on it, I'm assuming, or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's only one way in anyway.
You could also go to the room where there's the debris where you fought the...
two treachery demons?
The Galabrazoos that had cut off hands.
Mm-hmm. No clapping for you, sir.
The light in the yurt does not come out, so like it's harder for people to see it. But it's got cooking utensils, food and water, a fire.
All right. Seems very cozy.
All right.
Pitch a tent.
So Knife Sword spends 10 minutes to pitch a tent. I would like to know watch order.
I'll take first watch.
Are you setting a watch?
We should. We're in hostile territory.
We usually do.
Yeah. Nah, we'll all cuddle up. We'll be fine. Like, yes, we'll set a watch.
All right. So who's going first? Who's going second, third, fourth, fifth? Is there only one person doing watch? Is everyone doing watch? What's the deal?
I'll go first. I'd like to sleep in.
Okay.
I can take second.
I will also take second watch.
Okay. I'll take third. Or Matt, I know you like doing like morning preparations. I don't know if you want to. I don't know.
Well, I don't know how many watches we need is the thing.
Yeah. Of watches of how many hours, I guess.
There's a table for that.
So I'm wondering if I could cast my like floating eyeball thing and just sit by the fire and have the eyeball like just flying around like a space sim, you know, looking at everything.
Here we go. Party size, 5. Total time, 10 hours. Duration of each watch, 2 hours.
Okay. So there you go.
So we would each take one watch. Yeah, Twin Town will take the last watch. That's okay with everybody else. We'll get up early.
All right. So... I'm just rolling some secret perceptual checks for no reason.
Disgusting.
So, first 2 hours, nothing happened.
All right, Knife Sword, you're off the hook.
Knife Sword snuggles up and goes back to sleep. Hours 3 and 4 is Ooh, right?
Yes.
All right.
I had said I would take second watch. I guess I could take third then instead, unless you wanted to do a watch together.
Well, if you did a watch together, you'd have to do 4 hours of watching.
Yeah.
I could do 4 hours of watching.
Okay. So, Saraya, about 2.5 hours into your watch, you hear the sound. I'm assuming you guys closed these doors, yeah?
Yeah.
You hear the sound of clanking.
Here's hoping for a sound of a party, a little dubstep.
Maybe if we're really quiet, it'll go away.
I'm asleep.
Yeah. She'll put a hand in her pack where she's got some alchemy that hasn't expired yet. And just kind of keep an eye on the door. If it passes, I don't think we have to worry. But if it comes this way, wake everyone up.
The clanking starts to get louder and louder, and then it starts to fade away.
Does it sound like it was heading towards one of the doors in particular, or just that main door that's kind of blocked by the rubble?
It sounded like it was moving from left to right.
Okay, and then it's fading away to the right side?
Yes.
Can I peek out that door?
Yeah, give me a stealth check. And it's going to be against a perception DC.
39.
All right. So you are indeed able to crack open the door, and you see two what look like finely polished iron golems going up the stairs here.
Okay. She will quietly close the door again and creep back.
All right.
Something we can handle.
In the morning.
Yeah. They're just vibing.
That's a couple hours from now problem.
Yeah.
Was there anything Ooh wanted to talk about on her watch with Soraya? Or did she just want to cuddle somebody while the watch is happening?
So, I'm meaning to talk to you about something. Just something I got on my mind. I just need to bounce some ideas off of you. Tell me what you think. Sound good?
What is it?
You know how I keep my vagina monologues, my vlogs?
Your diary?
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen you writing in it.
Yes. And I've had a lot of thoughts about, you know, when we get back from all this and maybe just like taking some downtime. I was just trying to get your thoughts on that.
When we get back to Breach Hill, or once we're done with whatever all this nonsense is, all on the grander scale?
Well, you know, when we get back to Breach Hill, taking some quiet time and getting my head together, and, you know, those vampires really kind of fucked me up, and I just don't quite feel right in my head anymore. It's been really bothering me.
I'm sorry you've been feeling that way. If you need the time to yourself, absolutely. Would you think you would rather stay in the town or have a place for yourself?
I think I need the sea for a little while. And it's not, I don't think it's going to be forever. But I think I just, you know, the sea's like this quiet place in my head. And it's just open and endless. And it feels like possibility is there. And don't get me wrong, I love all of you. I love you all tremendously. But like, it's not set in stone or anything like that. It's just something I've been thinking about for a little bit. I just want to know what you thought.
I would miss you, but if it's something you think you need to do, I won't stop you.
I would miss you too. You know, you're like all I think about. And you know how I talk about loving Twin Talon, and you know, he's cute and all that, but like, you know, you're obviously like number one, right? Like number one.
Thank you for saying that.
Just in case you didn't know. Like, you're my number one. He's like maybe my like number two or number three, but like you're definitely like number one.
If that's something you need to do and if you need to put your mind at ease, yeah, I don't want to stop you. I'm sure I can send you off with a sending stone or something and we can talk maybe still.
You know, I don't know if I'm leaving just yet, but like it was just like a thought, you know, just a thought. But you know what? I've got these things in my pack that I've been hanging on to, just in case I do leave. I want to give it to you, just in case. Like, not that I'm leaving, but like, just in case I'm leaving. And then like, or like, you know, like maybe, you know, we're in the middle of this like crappy dungeon or whatever. We get separated. Like, you could just like call me or something like that, in case you get in trouble, and then I can come a running. So I give her the sending stone necklace thing that I have.
Communication pendant.
Yes, that's the word.
She puts it on and tucks it under to her robes.
Okay, but like, don't go getting hurt now, because then I'll be really upset at whoever.
I don't like getting hurt. I'm sure you know that.
Yes, but I'll be really sad if you get hurt, and I'll be really upset at whoever hurts you, obviously.
But if you do go and you make your way back to Breach Hill, and we're not there yet. I mean, obviously there's the Citadel, but I can show you where I was staying on my own for a while if you think you'd like somewhere quiet to yourself.
Yeah, I'm sure I'd like that too. Again, it's just something I've been thinking about. It's not, again, not set in stone or anything like that. It's just, you know, I got a lot of things I want to sort out of my head first. But you know, we're in the middle of this dungeon anyway. We'll just see where things go, because you know, like maybe who knows? Maybe we'll all die or something like that. You never know.
I think if she starts like crazy babbling, Soraya is just gonna like lean and give her a little kiss.
No. Best form of silence.
Mm-hmm. Who starts to blush and goes all ham. Things get a little frisky.
just like pushes back for just a little bit, just to be like, okay, that's not.
If y'all go ham.
We are supposed to be paying attention.
We're just like, quiet down there.
No, she's like, you know, like, we are supposed to, we're still on watch. We can do that at the switch. If we get back and it's something you think you need to do, like, I don't want to stop you. We'll see when it happens.
Sure, you know, you never know.
We didn't really stop much once we kind of found you already kidnapped, haven't we?
But, you know, my life's just one big adventure. It just never ends. Just, there's a lot to do in my life. My life is so short, you know, with all the marauding I do. Hey, did you know I could walk a water?
You'll have to show me next time we're near some.
Sure. You can call me Jeebus.
I was going to say, she like takes Ooh's hand, like leans on her. I'm like, that's a cute little button, but
I love it.
Now she's got her little sending stone.
All right. And there's actually an item in your inventory now that I've dropped for you.
I'm sure there is. I'm like getting teary, like, oh my God, that was so adorable.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I kind of did too. So it was very sweet. All right, so you guys go back to the yurt into your wing of the bespoked 10-person yurt, and Brianna wakes up, does her shift.
Awake.
Wakes up with a scream.
And you hear nothing.
I hear nothing? Okay, good.
I think we would also let her know at least, like, hey, this is something we heard, keep an ear out, but they didn't seem to come in here.
Yeah. Do you tell her what you saw?
Yeah, like, hey, we, like, you know, we heard these things coming by, and like, I peeked out and it looked like a couple of golems, but they went upstairs. They didn't seem interested in here. So, keep, you know, be wary of that, but they didn't seem to be interested down here.
I forgot to ask you this because you started that scene and it was so lovely. I didn't want to interrupt with mechanics or anything, but can you roll a crafting check for me real quick? Soraya.
Alrighty. And golem crafting is its own special thing, right? Would this count for specialty alchemy? Because I get a +2.
No, it is not alchemical, yes.
That's a 31 for my crafting check.
And what is your arcana skill? What is the bonus? Or what are you? Are you like a trained master, apprentice?
Master of arcana and crafting.
Okay, great. That's enough to know things about iron golems. They are uncommon, neutral, large constructs, golems, and mindless. You may ask me 2 questions about them.
Did these ones seem like they were of dwarven make?
Oh my God, that is such a good question. Yes, they did seem to be of dwarven make.
I don't know if this would be a check about the golems or more about like religion. Like, is it common to have like golem security patrolling? Do they usually have a specific directive?
So you know that golems are constructs, but they also have sigils etched into them somewhere that are their instructions. Only the crafter of the golem or someone with a special tool called a golem stylus can change what their directives and mission or tasks are.
I didn't get to see those glyphs. Like, I couldn't see them where I was.
No. I mean, I know you can see in the dark and stuff, but even in the dark, it's black and white, and they were very smooth iron looking.
I mean, they're constructed. It could very well be on the inside.
Yeah.
I guess special attacks from these guys?
Okay, special attacks. They have a breath weapon, which is arcane, necromancy, and poison. The iron golem exhales poisonous gas in a 10-foot radius centered on the corner of one of the iron golem's squares. The gas only persists for 1 round. Any creature in the area or that later enters the area is exposed to the iron golem's poison. The golem can't use its breath weapon for 1d4 rounds. A little bit more about the poison. Any drain value from this poison is reduced every 1 hour. Saving throw is a DC 33 fortitude. Maximum duration is 4 rounds. Stage 1 is 2d6 poison and drained 1. Stage 2 is 4d6 poison and drained 2 for 1 round. And then stage 3 is 8d6 poison and drained 3 for 1 round. And their breath weapon is 2 actions. They have inexorable march, which is a single action. The iron golem strides up to its speed, pushing back each creature whose space it moves into and damaging them if they try to stop its movement. A creature can attempt to bar the way by succeeding at a DC 37 fortitude save. On a critical success, the resisting creature takes no damage. Otherwise, it is damaged as if hit by the golem's fist. Traditionally crafted into the forms of giant suits of armor or powerful animals, iron golems are products of exquisite artistry and skill. Their articulated joints and sturdy armored bodies require great care and mathematical precision to craft. They also require regular cleaning and oiling to ensure that they don't rust. With proper care, iron golems can remain in good shape for thousands of years, being passed down for generations. As long as they aren't destroyed by a meddlesome adventurer, that's a weird sentence.
I mean, yeah, they can stay in good repair for thousands of years.
Yeah. In addition to their incredible strength, iron golems possess a potent toxic breath weapon that is often more than enough to dispatch entire groups of opponents.
Cool.
So that's what Soraya kind of like knowledge vomits on you.
This place seems like it's been abandoned for a while and they seem to still be in good repair.
Yep.
Well, you said that the iron golems can remain in good shape for, what was it, thousands of years?
Yep, with proper maintenance.
Well, who knows? Maybe the Scarlet Triad is oiling them up.
Okay.
Whose head pops out? Oiled up?
yes, go lay down. I'll be right there.
All right. And Brianna, your watch is uneventful, except right near the end, you hear the sound of claws scraping the ground, and Tisani hops up behind you.
Aw, hey there, bestie.
Does that thing birds do where they kind of like nuzzle their head into you and then under their wing?
Brianna will give her all the scritches. I think she's honestly struggling with being underground, honestly, in the dark. It's not that she feels a lesser connection with Serenre here, but she finds it more difficult, maybe? So I think she's just kind of, while she's keeping watch, just also trying to go through recitations of prayers and things of that sort in her mind. Not to forget, sort of thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it is a very cluster. I don't know if any of you have gone spelunking or cave diving or just hiked through like mountains or caves, but it is a very weird, like oppressing feeling of like you just feel the earth pushing down on you. So I totally understand where you're coming from with those statements. So, and then Twin Talon wakes up in the buff, walks out. No, I'm kidding. Twin Talon wakes up and comes over and relieves you of your time here. You go back to sleep for 2 hours and Twin Talon hears nothing.
Before Brianna does go to bed, she will play a game of telephone and relay the information Soraya gave her to Twin Talon.
Oh, yeah. So they're totally cool.
So iron golems have bad breath.
Worst case of morning breath ever.
I like this game of telephone.
So while Twin Talon is on watch, he is going to draw some sketches of trees and animals and things like that. I'm just going to hang them up around the yurt.
And okay. Denied.
A scantily clad ooh in the corner of one of those pictures. Yes.
So I've got a game of where'd ooh go? And what you do is you draw a picture and then you draw a little ooh somewhere in it. You have to find the ooh. I don't know why I drew her in this like striped shirt and spectacles, but it's her. You can tell.
I mean, obviously she's wearing my goggles of alchemy for that. That's why.
That's what it is.
He's also feeling a disconnect from nature. It's just everything's sterile down here. Like there's like mold and moss maybe and some fungus. The animals just aren't here. The greenery and the foliage just kind of just misses all of that. So he's just drawing some pictures of those things and hanging them around. It's like having a fake window, you know, if you're underground or if you're in like an apartment and you don't have a good view. Sometimes people will take TV and they'll turn it to portrait orientation and then they can put pictures of like it's out a window. They'll do like fake windows. That's a real thing people do. So he's basically doing that. He's just drawing pictures of nature scenes and just kind of putting them around to remind himself that nature exists and it's not all rocks and fungus.
And copious amounts of bodies held together by magic trying to kill you. You know, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, it's not that either. That's not everything.
So after you guys rest, you all wake up feeling refreshed. If not a little confused about some golems, if you need to prepare spells or anything like that, I think all of our spellcasters are good. And Christine, if you want to do your daily crafting.
Yeah, I usually do my daily.
How Soraya and Brianna feeling?
Brianna feels much better, but it's still that like body bone ache as you are still drained one. Soraya no longer is hungry. You finally feel like you've rested, especially because of that yurt and the ability to eat and subsist out with it. Everyone else feels perfectly normal, back to full health. Actually, everyone's at full health except for Brianna, who's drained one. Everyone got an additional hero point for your scenes and for what you were doing. I love those scenes. They made me tear up and they were lovely and wonderful.
Especially Rob.
I'm here.
So after everybody wakes up, are people doing things for any amount of time?
Well, yeah, like daily prep, I assume.
About how long does that take?
10, 20 minutes, depending.
Maybe an hour if we all factor in like having breakfast.
Yeah, let's say an hour.
As you rest, you'd make your daily preparations, which take around 1 hour.
Okay, so if after everybody's awake, there's like an hour of prep, Twin Talon is going to be like, I'm going to go, but I will be back before everybody's ready. I just want to see if I can find something. And Twin Talon is going to leave, but he'll be back before the hour is up. Sean, I'm sending you a private message.
Ooh,
ooh. Ooh, salacious. My pointer fingers are touching with my thumbs up right now. Ooh. Oh, yeah. While I'm waiting for this message, shout out to Demiplane, by the way. We've migrated over to them, and shout outs to them for helping us out and giving us the resources we need to run our game. They're also helping us out with the resources to run Absalom in Order. So shout out to them. Their system is really, really nice. It is still technically in beta at the time of our recording, I believe, or they're still testing some things out. But I really like, I can search rules a lot faster, which I appreciate. The character creator is really nice and lets us see what we did at each level. So yeah, just shout out to Demiplane. Go check them out. Demiplane.com for all of your game role-playing needs. They have a lot of really great games. They have Pathfinder, clearly. They have Vampire the Masquerade 5th, the Avatar RPG, the Marvel Multiverse RPG. They're going to have Starfinder 2E when that comes out. And they have the Alien RPG, which I really enjoy. Oh, and Candela Obscura? I don't know that game, but it seems to be getting a lot of good reviews and excitement behind it. So yeah, check out the Demiplane site. They're not a sponsor. They hooked us up with some nice accounts to use it when I reached out to them. So I appreciated it.
Yeah, they seemed very cool. So big shout out to Demiplane. If you have not checked them out, go check them out at app.demiplane, DemiPlane.com.
They even have support for that gross, gross 5th edition game.
Disgusting.
Was ist das Starfinder?
It's like Pathfinder, but in space.
Ooh.
And with completely different classes and ancestries.
Very excited to see what second edition looks like for Starfinder.
Yeah, Starfinder is basically sometime in the future of Pathfinder. Galarian, the planet, has disappeared. Nobody knows what happened to it, and nobody remembers. They all kind of remember that it used to be there, but they don't remember it actually leaving. And instead, there's a space station there now called Absalom Station.
It's called The Gap.
And with second edition, everything is completely compatible with Pathfinder, so you can have more aliens on Galarian.
Yes, or elves in space.
Elves in space.
In space. Thank you.
I just can't wait to have a group of Skittermanders and goblins running around together.
Oh my God, yes.
I will have to play them on the Twitch show because you cannot properly say their name without a somatic component, but I've been planning a Soki named Glitch for ages.
Oh my goodness.
And because I like to do fun things with like fluff, they're not a mouse, they're a hamster. So that's when they get their little like store things in your cheeks thing. They're just a big fluffy hamster person.
That's how Matt ended up playing Isoki when I ran Dead Sons for our group. Matt was playing a hamster-esque Isoki and absolutely had, what was it, 13 grenades in his mouth plus a pistol.
I just saw your message. All right. Can you roll me a check of some sort?
Uh-huh.
Super helpful, I know. Matt broke my brain, which is not fun.
Survival?
Yeah, I think it's survival.
Okay.
25. Okay, so you start to find a trail, and after about 45 minutes, it goes cold.
Oh, well. All right, I'll head back.
Yeah, I mean, you would have needed a critical success to grab it, but
that's fine. Didn't work out. Sometimes it doesn't work out.
I like the idea. Hero point for that idea, by the way.
Okay.
Brianna will pop out of her tent.
All right. So Twin Talon comes back covered in mud and debris.
What? Where the fuck did you go?
I just went seeing if we could find some reinforcements. He'll go into the corner and just kind of shake off like a dog. Get as much off of him as he can.
I'm pretty sure we have bathing capabilities, but okay.
We gotta go. We don't have time for this. He's not in the yurt doing it. He's like in the room in general, outside of the yurt.
Yeah.
Getting shit off of him. But he's like, okay, I'm ready to go when you guys are.
Knife Sword pushes the button on the yurt once everyone's out and it folds back into one bulk.
Brianna's still in it. No, wait!
Now you're in my backpack.
Yeah.
I love it.
I went to see if I could find a rust monster, but no luck.
Oh, I love them.
Because I figured if we're fighting iron golems, what could be like their biggest fear but a rust monster, right?
That's smart.
No, that was a really good idea. That's why I hear a point, even though it didn't work out.
Didn't work out. That's fine.
Yeah, it was a 23 on your tracking.
Now we know where Rusty comes from. Was that his name? I forget.
Monster.
No.
That's what it was. Still bitter.
He had a top hat.
And he ate my gear.
He did.
Anyway, you guys are going, where are you headed now?
Back up.
Home.
Show me the way to go home.
Back to the Citadel.
Home is where the Wi-Fi is.
Yes. Okay. How's everybody feeling?
Oh, so much better.
Good. I'm glad.
She's toying with her little necklace that she has now.
Oh, something good happened last night, I take it?
Oh, yes. Feeling so refreshed. And I slap Soraya's ass.
I'm so glad I sleep with earplugs on.
My goodness.
All right. We continue.
And so we go.
All right. Left or right?
Left.
Up.
It looks like you can only go two across. So what is your marching order?
I will go second.
I'll go first.
I will also go first.
I'll go second.
Well, we go two, two, and two.
Okie dokie.
All right. So it's going to be Twin Talon, Brianna, Ooh, then who? Who's next to Ooh? Tesani or Soraya?
Soraya.
All right. Tesani and Knife Sword will be bringing up the rear. This room combines elements of a smithy and a temple. It's three massive stone forges, each accompanied by metal anvils, seem to double as altars. Carvings of a towering dwarven smith adorn the walls, particularly to the south, where they frame an iron double door that seems to have been partially melted shut. Standing in front of the anvil is a stout dwarven woman looking at you. She looks and sneers and says, I knew you'd be coming for me. Nothing will prevent me from completing our work. Get them! As she points as the two iron golems begin to lurch towards you.
Oh, shit.
I wasn't coming for you. I was coming for Soraya.
And we will pick this up next week.
Damn it.
The iron golems look like they're smoking.
Yeah, they're clearly.
They have bad morning breath.
It's true.
Don't vape, kids. This is what happens. You get iron golem breath.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah.
All right. See you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Golem breath.
Thank you for listening to the Cracked Die podcast. Please visit us at crackdie.com. Pathfinder 2nd Edition and the Age of Ashes Adventure Path are property of Paizo. Background audio was provided by Sirenscape because epic games deserve epic music. Please visit them at sirenscape.com. Additional background music was provided by Epidemic Sound. Please visit them at epidemicsound.com. The Cracked Eye podcast theme was composed by Angelo DiLoretto. He is forever missed. This episode was edited by Nathan. Please visit them on Twitter at editingnate. Finally, thank you to all our patrons for assisting us in breathing life into this production. We do not know where we'd be without them. Our esteemed patrons are Cassandra Connors, D, Jacob Wilhelmi, Doombeard, Finder of Path and Stars, Logan, Mike Minatillo, Anwar Musa, Thomas Beard, Jason Leach, Margaret Torello, Shaka Jamal, Bibbity, Lee Jackson, Chris Simmons, Celine Turcotte, Michael A. Hill, Duke, Kyle Nichols, J. Vance Seven, Sean Moore, Cameron Heenan, Corey Fellers, David Montgomery, Gregory Bleichner, and Len Cole. If you'd like to join our Patreon, please visit patreon.com/crackdiepodcast.